Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I want the worldwide listeners to know that I may not know you by name, I may not know who you are or where you are, but I know one thing for sure, God knows exactly who you are and where you are. So I want you to know that I keep you all in my prayers, and I'm asking all listeners, if you would please keep me in your prayers and keep this worldwide ministry in your prayers. And not only that, but go around to your friends and neighbors and your coworkers and your community, everywhere you go, even your enemies, let them know about this worldwide ministry, that the word of God is going forth through powerful men and women of God that have been anointed and appointed for such a time as this, to bring forth the word of God to dying men, boys, and girls, and women, that they can be saved in Jesus' name. So we thank God for this worldwide platform, and we thank God for you, the listeners. Know that you are in my prayers at all times. So, yes, tonight is Saturday night, June 16th, 2018. I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word very shortly. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with him as he go forth with God's word on tonight. And I would like to say unto all fathers early, happy Father's Day to all fathers. and all those that are playing in the roles of fathers, even uncles and grandfathers, whoever plays the role as your father. We're saying happy early, happy Father's Day to all fathers, and especially our spiritual fathers that feed us the word of God. We want to say happy Father's Day in advance to each one of them on tonight. So we're going to go up in prayer right now, asking our listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give you praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for this another opportunity to be able to spread your word, the good news about risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your Son, Jesus Christ, on tonight. We pray, Lord, that something will be said that will touch the hearts of those that are listening that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with him. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said to you, man of God, through Pastor Norman King on tonight, that will open up their hearts and their minds, and that their spiritual eyes will become open to the point where they will be able to open their own mouths and confess the Lord Jesus Christ even tonight and be saved in his name is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come listen up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We are lifting up all those, Heavenly Father, that have family members that have law enforcement officers, police officers, deputies, sheriffs that are being killed. They're being set up and being killed on the streets of the United States and all around the world. All law enforcement officers are being set up to be killed and being slain and slaughtered. I just saw the news a few minutes ago where two officers were just killed on today. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up all families that have been affected in the loss of loved ones that are in the field of law enforcement on tonight all over the land. Comfort their hearts and their minds and their spirits, Heavenly Father. Let them know, and not only them, but all those that have bereaved on tonight, let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are the healer. We know that you are our comforter. You are our peace. You are our joy, our strength. You are our everything, Heavenly Father. We cannot do nothing without you. And we just thank you for the word that lets us know that with Christ Jesus, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. So we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit on tonight. And oh God, before we even think about closing out this prayer, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, and his family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word, Heavenly Father, all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you here on earth will not be in vain, but you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer. So we just have asked that you would move by your spirit on tonight, Heavenly Father, through Pastor Norman King. Help us and help him to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified through this word on tonight. And that the people of God that hear your word and receive it is our prayer, that they will receive it in love and that they will be blessed by it on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight, spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, those who get the most from life are those who give the most. Wow, that is deep, but it's very true. And I'm going to repeat it again because somebody needs to hear that. The spiritual food for thought for tonight says to all of us, those who get the most from life are those who give the most. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do want the listeners to know that I do appreciate every email, every comment on Facebook that I receive, and those of you who are clicking on the like pages for this worldwide ministry, I thank God for you. Continue to share the news and let others tune in and be blessed by this ministry as well. In the form of announcements, I have two announcements. My first announcement is I am so excited to announce that on the first Saturday in July, which will be Saturday, July 7th, my very first guest that was on my show, Dr. Minister, author of 8 books, Dr. Eddie Connor, will be my guest. He was my very first guest in July of 2013 when I first did my first show. This young man of God, at the age of 13, and I've said it before, but he's going to share it more in detail when he comes on. He was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer at the age, I think it was around 14. The doctor said that he would not live past 14. And they said that when they opened him up, that he had five doctors, and they could see the cancer growing in him with their natural eyes. But I am a witness. I have laid my eyes on him myself. I've heard him deliver God's word. And now he is living proof, a living witness, just as myself and many of you that are listening, that God is still working miracles even today. So Dr. Eddie Conner will be my special guest on Saturday, July 7th, coming forth. And we want you all to tune in and be blessed by this young man of God. Since the doctors gave up on him all those years ago, he has obtained his PhD. He is now a professor at one of our local universities here in Michigan. He is a world-renowned motivational speaker. He travels all over the United States and all out of the country speaking on his eight books that the Lord blessed him to write. And he had also appeared on the Steve Harvey Show. And this young man has reached, I think he's 35 now. But see what the Lord can do when man gives up. God has the last word. So I thank God he's a living testimony. And I want you all to tune in and be blessed by him on Saturday, July 7th. So pass the word so others can tune in and be blessed by this awesome young man of God. My final announcement is Spiritual Care of Southfield presents Suicide Prevention Seminar, which will take place on Saturday, June 23rd. That's next Saturday, June 23rd at 12 noon. The location address is 8651 Mount Elliott. That's on the east side of Detroit in Detroit, Michigan. If you need more information pertaining to this, you can call area code 248-996-9895, or you can go to their website, spiritualcareofsouthfield.org, ask for Sharon Ford. We know that the enemy still kills. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we know that we see that this issue and the subject matter about suicide is real. It is no joke, and some people are taking it lightly. I thank God for the national hotline. There's a national hotline that's set up for anyone that you may know of. You may know someone in your family or a friend or a coworker. You may even have heard someone talking about or even thinking about committing suicide. Do not take it lightly. You want to take this phone number down. If you don't need it now, you may need it in the future. If not for yourself, for someone else, pass it on to others. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. Once again, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. And thank God they are available. Someone is available to answer your calls 24 hours per day. So do not take it lightly. We, again, know it all goes back to the enemy. God says that we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the enemy, that's what he knows, that if he can get the mind messed up, then he can get you off your course. And he can get you to the point where you would never accept Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, because he knows that once you're saved in Jesus' name and you get the word in you and you get the word from the Lord, and then he knows that the enemy knows that you have a weapon that you can use against him. So that's why he try to keep people spiritually blind, even to the point where they will commit suicide and take their own lives. So don't take this lightly. Take this phone number down. And if you need it for yourself or someone else, pass it along that others can be helped by it in the near future or anytime needed. So right now, we're going to go to our music break. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Great news. For those of you that may be tuning in for the first time, the Lord has elevated Pastor Norman King and opened up another door for him to come forth over this worldwide platform. He normally comes on every fourth Saturday, but starting next month, starting in July, he will be coming on every third and fourth Saturday night. I am so excited about what the Lord is doing through my cousin, Pastor Norman King, and through his ministry, and I thank God that he's allowing him more time over this worldwide ministry and platform to deliver God's word. So God is in control. I know he knows exactly what he's doing. And so I just want to pass that word on to the listeners. Please pass the word on to your friends and let them know that Pastor Norman King will be on every third and fourth Saturday starting next month to bring forth God's word. He's an awesome, anointed man of God who knows how to deliver God's word and not afraid to deliver God's word and stand on it, and not only stand on it, but he lives it. So I thank God for Pastor Norman King. So right now, we're going to go to our music break, and I pray that you be blessed by it. And the title of the song that I'm going to play is Higher Ground. in the Lord. And while I'm talking about the music, you do not want to hang up your phone or do not go off the internet after Pastor Norman King has delivered the word. He has a song for you in ministry and music. Be blessed by that after he delivered the word. But for now, enjoy the music break.
I'm pressing on.
I pray that that song has blessed someone on tonight, because I hear and I see so many Christians on today. They are giving up. They are throwing in a towel, and they are going back to the things of the world. But do not give up. Do not throw in a towel. You have been anointed and appointed to be used by God for such a time as this. You are much needed in the earth. So do not throw in a towel. That song said, I'm pressing on for higher to higher ground. My aim, my goal, it's for higher ground in the Lord. So I pray that someone has been blessed by that song on tonight. So right now we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. I am now ready to yield this mic to you to deliver God's word on tonight. I pray that the Lord will use you in a mighty way as he always does. Now we turn the mic over to you.
Praise the Lord. I am so humbly grateful for another opportunity in the name of Jesus to come before God's people to share what the Lord has given me. And I thank God for Cousin James Brown Jr. for allowing me, as he's led by God, to give me the opportunity to come on the air. And I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior, I thank you for this opportune time to come before you, your people, to give what you've given me to give them. I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. I pray that someone who is listening out there, Father God, that they will not see or hear me, Father God, but hear you through me, that they won't hinder themselves from receiving that which you have ordained for them to receive on this night. We want to pray and ask these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the Redeemer, Lord, say amen, amen, and amen. As I come tonight in an area of the gospel according to Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 through 34 is going to be my scripture references. I'm going to read it thusly. Verse 28 in chapter 8 of Matthew, it says, "And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gerasenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them," Jesus said this, "go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast." I've been praying, and you know, about a lot of things, and in particular, this area right here that the Holy Spirit has led me to look at this whole chapter of 8 in Matthew's, and what this whole 8 chapter is dealing with people being healed, and we call it today, far as the issue that they had, the illness they had, we call it today mental illness. Amen. He cleansed the leper. He heals a centurion servant. It's all in the 8th chapter. Goes down and he heals Peter's mother-in-law. And then he goes down and he tells you what the cost is for following him. And then he goes on and he steals the tempest on the sea. Down to these two violently mad men that we're going to expound on tonight. And we look at today's time we in, and we're hearing so much about mental illness. And from my experience in my hearing, most of the time we don't, we as a generalization of what, you know, what we hear is that people is not saying what God can do. Come on, somebody, huh? I mean, they say what God can do, but for the most part, they direct you to all these different agencies and all of these doctors who specialize in all of the ways that you can, and they don't use the word heal for the most part, amen. They use all these ways that a person can be dealt with this mental illness. But we got here in the Word of God, where it's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ and what he did in regard to what we call today mental illness. Amen. And so as we go to look at the word tonight, the reference in scripture is going to be dealing with the verses 28 through 30. Now, one thing I want to remind you of is that, let's look here. Over there around the 23rd verse, we have a example in which Jesus had, just bear with me for a minute here. All right. We have an example where Jesus calmed a storm. Now, I can go as far as from my personal life, and you could say about your personal life that we all have had some storms. Amen. And some of us may be going through some storms right now, huh? But we see over here in around the 23rd verse where there was a storm. I know the old song said there was a storm out. Amen. In the old ocean or something, and it's moving this old way, huh? But if your soul ain't anchored in Jesus, come on, it will surely slip away, right? So we got a storm out, huh? And it's been called mental illness. But I come by tonight to let you know that there is a way, and Jesus is that way, and it's mighty sweet. Come on, somebody, amen? And so Jesus, he can calm your storm. Come on, huh? If you got a storm raising right now, you got to look to the hill with coming thy help. Amen? So Jesus can calm your storm. It doesn't matter what the storm or trial is that's terrifying you. Jesus Christ is able to deliver and to bring out the most assuring calm. Come on, somebody, huh? Few trials could be as terrifying as being caught in a life-threatening storm at the sea, but I want you to know tonight that God demonstrates his wonderful care and power to deliver believers through the storms of life. Amen? And as we look at our sermon topic tonight, and it says that Jesus hears your cry. Yes, he does. It don't matter from how far you are crying out. I want you to know that Jesus hears you. Amen. The word of God says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Anybody believe that other tonight, huh? That he will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's giving us examples tonight, y'all, through these two mad men. These men that was ostracized, these men that were so violently, that they were so evil, they were so mad. I'm saying this is the way they were looked upon. And there's people today that look to be so evil and so mad, and people of the faith, come on somebody, who go out, they running away from them scared, instead of allowing their Holy Ghost inside of them to not deal with that outer shell of that person, but to deal with the spirit that's inside that person. Amen. So as Jesus approached these two madmen, amen, Jesus was doing two things in this experience. He was demonstrating his power to deliver men from the darkest forces imaginable. We're talking about these two men who was possessed by devils. Amen. Demons, evil spirit. He wanted the world to know that he had now combated and conquered the forces of evil. And I'm going to go as far as saying you and I, as we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that God has given us the opportunity, amen, to come forth in the power of the Lord to be able to demonstrate God's power through our earthly chosen vessels in a situation that may deem just too far gone, huh? And the word of God says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's Ephesians 6:12, huh? Now, Jesus, he dealt with some people who were considered dead men, huh? Because they were ostracized. They was on this little out place. Oh, look at it. It said they landed in the country, Jesus and his followers. Amen. And they met two madmen. And this is the Message Bible given this way. That they was victims of demons. We got some people now, y'all. Come on, bear with me now. We got people today who are victims of demons. Yes, yes. These two men here was coming out of the cemetery. These men had terrorized the region for so long that no one considered it safe to walk down the stretch of the road anymore. And no different than this illustration that Matthew was giving us here in 8th chapter, we have the same situation today. as I hear the prayers going out, you know, with the officers over the land being killed. We hear killings every day in places that you didn't hear about having someone get killed every day. There's certain persons in certain areas in the country that it's accustomed to killings every day, but some areas that are not. But we see across the land that people are being killed every day. Why? Because the enemy knows that he don't have much time. Come on, somebody. That's why the word of God said he's thinking whom he made the vow. But here tonight, we're dealing with these two madmen. Huh? See, I'm going to give you all an illustration here. These two madmen, seeing Jesus, they screamed out. They cried out. Come on. In the same way, see, God wants to walk in the anointing. Come on. Huh? That when the evil spirits inside of these people, like these examples in this eighth chapter, when they see you, they will cry out. Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen. Greater is he who is in you than is he of the world. God's power is omnipotent. Come on, huh? And God requires us to seek him in a wholehearted way, that he can use us the same way he was used by his Father, which are in heaven. So but to deal with these two madmen who were victims of demons, and we got people today who are what? Victims of demons. Amen? But Jesus wanted to show us we got to go beyond measure. For sometimes we get complacent people, God, and we won't go to a place that has these type of things going on, or somebody you may consider just nasty, just too stanky. Hey, y'all, I'm countryfied tonight, y'all. Just so nasty and so stanky that I can, you know, they're untouchables. Come on. But we see here tonight, hallelujah, our Lord and our Savior, who was demonstrating that he searches for men everywhere. He wants all men to be saved, even those who are the most wild and mean. And talking about Jesus here, y'all. And he wants everyone to know that he is out to save all. He showed us this while he was on this earth. And he said he's mandated us, people, God, to operate in the same way, that to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Even the worst of men. These two here was considered the worst of men. Therefore, Jesus set out to save two men who was possessed with devils. Amen. We may avoid the wildest and meanest and have little to do with those in bad conditions. But we got an example tonight, y'all. But Christ longs what? To save them. He's not like man. We may run from it, and we won't call it running from it. But the example of tonight is showing how Jesus went straight to him. I remember the illustration of Zacchaeus, short man in stature, tax collector, was not liked by people. But yet it tells me that he was a climb up a sycamore tree. And he looked way out there, looking toward Jesus. Then he heard his name, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down. What that means? That means if you got a desire to see Jesus, if you may be in the worst of your situation at this particular time in your life, but if you desire to see Jesus, come on, somebody. I don't care what you're going through in this life. Amen. You cried. I got a text today when somebody say I'm crying, but I'm not crying the way I used to. Why? Because they, as one song says, I need a little bit more Jesus. Well, we need all of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. So I want you to know tonight that Jesus hears your cry. You're not so far that our Lord and Savior would not help you. Amen. I know someone who considers himself suicidal over there in the war zone, in the war that's going on right now, and they was contemplating suicide, and they told me one of the reasons why they didn't. Now, I'm not pumping myself up. I got to give it the way it was given to me, and to God be the glory. They said, I thought about you, and I remember you dealing with something that I didn't agree with or did I understand. Come on, somebody. There's somebody watching you. Amen? And that's why we got to take the thing we call nowadays mental illness. Come on, somebody. We got to let them know that Jesus, he is still healing. Amen. The same example we see in the Word of God
is still relevant today. But we need somebody to stand up and buckle up and go out there in highways and edges and where you may be and share with people the love of Jesus Christ and show them what Jesus did. These two madmen that no one, matter of fact, they was afraid of them. And they act so bad that they thought that nobody would ever come to see about them. But the word of God tells me that they looked afar off and they saw Jesus. And what to do, y'all? They screamed out. They cried out, "What business do you have giving us a hard time?" This is another translation. They say, what business do you have giving us a hard time? Why? Because it's not the person, y'all. It's the spirit. Amen. And see, what that spirit wants us to do is not see reality. People, God, the reality is we sometimes is dealing with the outer shell instead of doing like Jesus and see the inner shell. Amen. So these spirits inside these two men, they was mad, evil, demonic, but yet they saw Jesus. Are you walking that way? Am I walking that way that somebody can see the light in us? Come on, somebody, amen. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven." But let's look at these two men. These men was ostracized. They was possessed, and they acted so insane that no man would dare reach out with a helping hand. And you know some folks like that. In fact, no man dared to go near them. But me and my cousin James talking the other day about, but God, come on, but God. But yet God cares for all and cares what? Equally. He cared for these as much as he cared for any. And he wants his people to care and reach out to all no matter how bad their condition. Now, he's talking about us now, y'all. The same way Jesus reached out, he wants all of us, the believers, the household of faith, to care enough to reach out no matter how bad a situation may be. Amen? Christ, he was to demonstrate such care for all succeeding generations. So he went where no man dared to go. And that's a good question to ask yourself. How far will you go? Amen. We know the truth, y'all. We know there's a lot of times people going where it's comfortable. Amen. Come on, huh? Where it's comfortable. But God is calling his people to a call right now to go beyond the walls of the church. Amen. Jesus went among the dead. These men live among tombs in the graveyard. I remember growing up, people say, "No, you don't go to the graveyard." Come on. But these men represented what? The living dead. I want you to know something. All men without Christ are dead in their sins. Amen? Now, if you go a little farther, where the depth of evil can lead? Among the dead? Now, my question to you again. How far can you go in giving yourself over and helping people beyond a period measure? Amen? Is that all right, church? Amen. And we all know some who have given themselves over to evil. Yes, we do. All of us know. Evil so much that they have fallen into what? Pits. Amen. But what are we doing about it? That's a good question. But I want to encourage somebody on the same note, back to my sermon topic, that Jesus hears your cry. I want you to know that your cry is not going unheard, even though it may seem as if God don't hear your cry. This example is showing us tonight that you can be in a graveyard amongst dead people, amen, so bad off, but yet Jesus hears your cry. You can be in the bottom of your pits of any example or any experience you have in your life. I want you to know tonight that Jesus hears what? Your cry. Amen. He hears your cry. So don't think that he don't hear your cry. And I want you to know that he has sent some people across your path. Amen. And you may have ran them off. You may have been just like these two madmen, so violently, so vulgar, that you cuss them out, you call them all kind of names, you lie to them, et cetera. But God has called us some bold soldiers in this day and time we in there to not let the outer shell be affected. Come on, somebody. We got to recognize really, really, really what's going on. Amen. And the Bible says if you resist the devil, he shall flee. So if anything, anyone come to you in the magnitude of these two mad men right here, Jesus said, lift me up. Come on. If I be lifted above the earth, come on. I will draw all men unto me. Amen. So Jesus went where? Among the fierce. Amen. We got to understand, amen, that Jesus is saying, I need you to step it up. He said, you love me, no doubt. I need you what? To step it up. Amen. Now, Jesus went among the defiant. Are you doing it? Men rebel against God. Rebellion in God's eyes is defiance. That is what? Rejection of him and his will. These men, I'm talking about tonight, they rebelled and they were as defiant as men could be. They protested Jesus' presence, but they cried out in defiance against what? His presence. How many of us protest and have times that we do not want his presence? Real talk now. Come on. You know the truth. You know the way, but you're in your mess. Come on, huh? And sometimes you go out at nighttime, huh? Where folks can't see you, but then God always, what, put somebody, what, in your path. Yes, he do. These two men, they recognize him as the Son of God. They recognize something that many today refuse to acknowledge, what? They acknowledge a day of torment, of judgment yet to come. And that's why sometimes God will have us to be in position to be able to let the power of God through us bring ones under conviction. I'm talking about somebody that's far off like these guys. These men was possessed. I want you to know, you can't deal with evil, possessed people by pampering them. Come on, somebody, amen? You got to come on them hardcore, amen? Other words, you got to be very authoritative, amen? You can't just sit back and just be participative or permissible. You got to be authoritative dealing with these demonic forces that's operating in these two means right here. Evil spirits have nothing to do with Christ. How many of y'all know that? Come on, somebody, amen? Evil spirits have nothing to do with Christ. Christ did not come to save fallen angels, but he came to save fallen men. Amen. Christ went to the graveyard to save these two men. How many of us are willing to go to the graveyard? Come on, y'all. Going where a person has been told to be so far gone that people just gave up on them. Amen. But see, we got to operate in the power of the Most High. Amen? And some of us, we're not being blessed because of that, because we are picking and choosing our own, what, territory. Come on. But God is telling you, in order for you to go to your next level, you got to deal with these type of spirits here. In other words, deal with the spirit and not, what, the person. Jesus will go any place to save anyone. Will you? Come on, somebody. Amen. This is what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:19-20. It says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of what? Reconciliation. Now, then we are ambassadors for Christ. Yes, are you? Yes, we are. Amen. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. There are some people out there need to be reconciled back to God. And you is that person or person that God has assigned to go beyond measure. Come on, somebody. To go where nobody else would go. Y'all know what I know. People, amen, that's so far gone appeared from the world, and I go as far as say from the church. How far will we go? This example tonight is on time because it's showing us what Jesus did. Jesus was determined to meet the need of appeared to be somebody that was demonic, evil, and they was where no one would go, and they dared to go. As a matter of fact, people in that appeared possessed spirit, evil spirit, would say things to scare people off. But my word to you tonight, greater is he who is in you than is he that is what? Of the world. Amen? We got to be bold, saints. Amen? We can't sit back and with all of what we see happening every day. Heard Brother James say before he opened the show about murders and killings, amen. And Satan wants us to run and hide, y'all. He don't want us to even come in contact with the power that God has ordained to work through us in this day and time in which we live right now. Amen. Some men may be nagged with the question, do we have anything to do with God? Man is the concern of God. I want you to know it. Man is the concern of God. Amen. And the fact that a person may be nagged with the question is a good sign. Yeah. Such men can find God and find deliverance if he will diligently seek him. Amen. Some people seem to be so far off, apparently, but I'm learning as I get older in life and older on this walk in the Lord, that as I just sometimes learn to be still and wait on the Lord, that he put me in places, in situations that all I do is just listen and open my mouth when the Spirit of God speaks. And you find out a lot of people are so hurt, and they appear to be so far off, and some of them being hurt in the church because of those holier than thou Christians. Come on, somebody, amen. I come by tonight to tell you that Jesus hears your prayers, amen. He hears your cry, so don't stop. And then again, just know that this example is showing you how far and how deep a person can be, but yet the Lord still what will show up and show out. Amen. Jesus goes among the malicious and the deviers. These men, they were evil, y'all. The evil spirits are said to be the ones speaking here. They recognize Jesus' sovereignty. Amen. They were dwelling and hurting these men. So in other words, what I'm saying, I'm going into the inside, y'all. These men was being hurt on the inside by the evil-possessed spirits. We got people among us right now that are hurting on the inside. They are crying out. But in some cases, I'm not being critical on the church, y'all, but in some cases, we are not meeting the needs of people because we're too busy looking at the outside. Amen? These evil spirits was hurting these men physically, mentally, and spiritually. This mental illness we got going on the last day, it's not of God, y'all. Y'all know that. But there's a way that we're supposed to deal with that, amen. It's called by way of the Holy Spirit. It's by getting before God and fasting and praying and allowing the Holy Spirit full reign. Come on, somebody, amen. Is that all right, church? 1 Peter 5:8 says, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4 says, but if our gospel is hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And that's where we come in at, y'all. We got to be the ones that go beyond measure. Amen. Go into these places that's been ostracized by Satan and his kingdom because of disobedience. But let us be obedient and do like this, do like our Lord did and went to the graveyard. Are you hearing me, church? And the same thing that Jesus experienced, we will experience. Souls will begin to cry out. I'm telling you from experience, y'all, and some of y'all in the sound of my voice have done experience the same thing, that when you go, well, the Lord say go, and do what he say do, you will experience the spirits inside these people crying out unto you. And it's your time to be humble before God and allow the Holy Spirit to have complete control in the healing and deliverance that's at hand. And wherever you may be, dealing with whatever you are dealing with. Jesus went where no man would go. He went to those who was malicious and would devour and destroy. And because Jesus went, he was able to deliver these two men. And if we go where the Lord say go, there will be deliverance as well. Amen. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. Jesus saved those whom no other men could reach. There is a power of his word. The devil's power may be great, but the word of Christ is omnipotent. I mean, it is all powerful. Amen. There is a result in his word. The men were saved, and the evil spirits was cast out of them. Why? Because Jesus went to meet the need of the cry. My question to you, are you going to meet the need of the cry? If it's somebody out there on the side of my voice who need to hear tonight that Jesus hears your cry. But then on top of that, Jesus wants one of us, which is his representation in the earth, to be in position to be used by him. Come on, somebody, amen. He said, I need you to go and call out those evil spirits. Amen. When Jesus showed up, the evil spirits knew that they could not deal with the power of what? Almighty God. Amen. And they knew that it was time for them to go. Amen. And when you show up and when I show up, those evil spirits recognize that I cannot continue to overtake this body. And he was wanting us to be afraid from what was going on the outside. Come on, y'all. I want y'all to know that there's a spirit on the inside that's crying out. Come on, somebody, to come out of their storm, to come out of their valley. That's why we got this example tonight. Amen. In the Message Bible, it says this way in verse 31. It says, the evil spirit begged Jesus, if you kick us out of these men, let us live in the pigs. You see, they don't want to be destroyed, y'all. They realize that at that moment of the presence of God, they can no longer continue. But they say, well, just look, we understand we can't continue to reside here. But if you can just put us somewhere else, amen? Jesus said, go ahead, but get out of here. Praise the pig, stamp over the cliff into the sea and drown. Scared to death, the swine herds bolted. They was pissed off. They went and told everybody back what had happened to the mad men and the pigs. See, what happened was Jesus showed up and healed a demonic force out of a man, but yet the people who was making money off of them swines, they had lost money. All they cared about was that dollar bill. Amen. They didn't care about the men who was healed, and we are in the same boat today where people only care about what? The dollar bill. Amen. And the thing of it is, we got to deal with the things in which the Lord has given us, y'all, and that's to be about our Father's business. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for giving me the time tonight to come forth. And I know, I'm not going to use the word I hope. I know because the power of God is present, amen, that someone has been healed and somebody's been set free tonight. But just know that Jesus hears your cry. You ain't too far gone that Jesus don't hear your cry. Amen. And I want to end by playing this song, To God Be the Glory.
Lord, I'm not sure, but it's true.
God bless you. It's your hand, Brother James.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, Father, can you hear me? Yes, Lord. We thank God for this powerful message on tonight. Jesus hears your cry. So we thank God for this powerful word that came forth on tonight. And I want to touch with, piggyback off of what Pastor Norman King just said regarding the word on tonight. Yes, some people going around talking about the church has lost its power. No, yeah, some people in the church have lost their power. But one thing for sure, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, he will never lose his power. And he's still working today. And like Pastor Norman King says, we are the ambassadors. We are the ones that are to go into the hedges and the highways. We need to, after we praise the Lord, beyond the four walls of the church, within the four walls of the church, it's all right to get together and praise and worship God together. That's what we're supposed to do as believers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving God glory and praise within the four walls of the church. But it's high time for the church members, the doers of God's word, the Christians, the saved people of God, to go into the hedges and the highways, into the streets where the people are hurting. We see people hurting every day with signs, and they are dealing with mental issues, all kind of issues that they're dealing with. And we are the vessels that the Lord is going to use. That's why he said greater works that we would do in the earth. Well, he didn't want to be in one place at one time when he was here in the earth, but he had many vessels, many servants in the earth. And not only us, but he had the worldwide internet. We can share the good news of Jesus Christ through the worldwide internet. But the church of today, we need to come out of the four walls and go into the street, do the street ministries, and putting our hands on people and using the anointing and the power that we have within us that's also in Christ Jesus. And we can see the change of men, women, boys, and girls, and the world will change
because more souls are being saved because we are being doers of God's word. We're being about our Heavenly Father's business and not our own. So we thank God for this word tonight. We thank God for every listener on tonight. I pray that someone has been blessed by the word. I know that I was blessed by the word myself. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King. And to the listeners, please pass the word that Pastor Norman King, this anointed man of God, will be coming forth starting next month, every third and fourth Saturday, bringing forth powerful words from the Lord. So keep him in your prayers, his ministry, Victor's Outreach Ministry located in Greensboro, North Carolina, and his family, that God will continue to use him to be the vessel that he has called and anointed and ordained for him to be for such a time as this. So we're going to close out tonight's program in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners to please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is once again, we come to give you glory, honor, and praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that went forth through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. It's our prayer, Lord, that your word did not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you set forth to do in the earth. Even tonight, souls are going to be saved. People are going to be delivered and set free on tonight through your word, through Pastor Norman King on tonight. People are going to share this word on tonight. The others can hear your word and be blessed and saved and delivered and set free because of your word. Then let them know that Jesus hears your cry. We thank God for this word on tonight. We just ask that you continue to move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, all over the land. Touch everyone that's going to be bringing forth your word on tomorrow. Bless and anoint each door that's going to be open in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit in each sanctuary that lifting up the name of Jesus to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified individually and then as a corporate body of believers in the earth. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that you would just have your way on tomorrow, Heavenly Father. Everywhere we go, that you would show up and show out through us, your people, even in today's life, that somebody can be saved today. Even if they're dealing with mental issues, they know they can be delivered and healed and set free because they know that Jesus hear their cry. So we just give you praise, glory, and honor on tonight, Heavenly Father, because you're worthy of all praise. And we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You never slumber nor sleep, and you're in total control at all times. So we just bless your name on tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise. It's all we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, and all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight, know that God loves you. I love you too. Again, to the fathers, early happy Father's Day to all fathers and to all spiritual fathers. My spiritual father, Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church here in Detroit, Pastor Norman King, my cousin, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, and everyone that is a man of God, that is God has blessed you to become a father or be the father that brings forth the word and looking out for souls that are being saved in Jesus' name. We just say happy Father's Day to each one of you on tonight. Be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, continue to be blessed. Continue to pray ye one for another. Until the next time, you want to do what? Continue to give God praise.
Give you praise.